Welcome to Union. It's 9:39. Going to go ahead and start the meeting. First, we have a report from the Chancellor, Dr. Susan Elkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody. Well, I tell you what, you guys did well this morning. It's not quite like church. We actually have people on the front rows as well as the back, so kudos to you this morning. But it's great to be here with you at USC Union today, and I know we need to start by certainly thanking Dean Alice Taylor Colbert, along with the Faculty Senate Chair, who hails from USC Union, as well as all the faculty and staff for their gracious hospitality in hosting us today. As we begin this morning, as always, I want to first thank all of you, every one of you, for your outstanding leadership and service in your work on the Palmetto College campus's Faculty Senate. I know this can sometimes be a thankless job, but you all dedicate many, many hours throughout the year and across the summers as well in your efforts for the Senate. I also want you to know that it's such a privilege for me to work with you as we continue to develop this new and innovative Palmetto College concept, the organization that creates additional opportunities for our faculty, staff, and most importantly, to the students, as we provide greater access, affordability, and flexibility in completing their degrees. Now, my report this morning, I opted not to use PowerPoint this morning, but I do have about five brief items to give you some updates on, and then I know we've got a full agenda for the day, and you probably would like to be out before 4 o'clock, so we'll move quickly through this report. Right, first, let me give you an update on three very important searches that are underway. As all of you know, USC Provost Michael Amoritas assumed his role as the new chancellor of the University of Illinois Chicago in mid-March, so a search for a new provost is underway. And of course, this is particularly important to us since we are accredited with Columbia, and the provost has a lot of responsibility in working with us as well. So I'm pleased to inform you, I think all of you probably know this, but just a reminder that Chairman Fontenot is representing the Palmetto College campuses on this committee, and I'm sure she'll continue to provide updates along the way as the search progresses. Now, another thing that you all have known for some time is that we're searching for a vice chancellor for e-learning to spearhead the virtual campus. And as an update on that situation, two candidates recently visited campus and were interviewed. And then we are also looking at probably 3 to 4 other candidates that the search committee will probably Skype with or review applications and probably do some additional interviews before someone is named on that in that position. Dr. Henny Van Book, your chair-elect, is representing both this body as well as USC Sumter and USC Aiken on that committee due to his online teaching and the USC Aiken business degree that's online. So that's an update on the e-learning vice chancellor. Now, the most important search committee that is underway is, as again, as all of you know, after having served the USC system for more than 37 years on 4 campuses, Dr. Chris Plyler retired on March 31st. So we currently have a search committee that's moving forward to fill the position of Executive Vice Chancellor and Chief Operating Officer for Palmetto College. Again, representing this body on that committee, Chair Fontenot, Chair-elect Van Book, and past Chair Nims are all three representing the Faculty Senate and that work. The committee's progressing nicely in reviewing candidates. And an announcement regarding those that will be invited to campus for interviews will probably be forthcoming in the next week or so. And let me encourage you now, as this process continues for both this position as well as for the e-learning vice chancellor position, we really want your input. And so I'd like to encourage all of you as senators and ask you to go back and encourage faculty and staff from your campuses to take part in the open forums that will be conducted. They're conducted via video conference, so nobody has to come to Columbia, but you can certainly participate in the interview process by attending the open forums and completing rating forms and submitting that back to us as we try to fill this very, very important position along with the position of the e-learning chancellor. All right, with that said, now that we know what's going on with the searches, a second announcement. We are very pleased to announce that the files for the tenure and promotion candidates have been submitted to the Office of the Provost for review. We had 8 outstanding candidates, then along with one additional candidate from Sockahatchee, Dr. Arnard, whose candidacy is being submitted in conjunction with his appointment as Associate Dean for Academic Affairs following the departure of Dr. Roberto Raffinetti. So I will tell you, I was most impressed in reading the files. You know, I know that we are primarily teaching institutions, but the amount of scholarship and service done by the faculty members that were up for promotion and tenure was amazing, truly amazing. And I think we can all be very proud of the quality of those dossiers as they went forward. All right, item number 3. I think it's most appropriate that we express our appreciation on behalf of this entire body to Professor Jim Knapp, who is chair of the Columbia Faculty Senate, along with Professor Augie Grant, who's the incoming chair of the Columbia Faculty Senate, as they have reached out to us to develop opportunities to work more closely with the Columbia Faculty Senate. Our work with them has already produced some very positive results, and we all anticipate many other accomplishments from our collaboration together with them in the future. You know, they met initially with the executive committee, and then they've actually attended some of our meetings. Chair Fontenot has attended Columbia Faculty Senate meetings. I think she and Henny actually did a presentation to the Columbia Faculty Senate on who we are and what we do, and I think that was received very positively. So just kudos to them for their willingness to work with us, and they actually reached out and said, we really want to know more about what's going on with the Palmetto College campuses, and we want to be able to support that work. So thanks to them, thanks to the executive committee, and we really want all of you to know that they're reaching out to us, and I think a lot of good things are going to come from that. All right, quickly, item 4. As I've mentioned in past meetings, we are still moving forward on the Chancellor's Innovation Grants, the $250,000 of one-time money that will be funding innovative ideas around the system that relate to student success. That it means recruitment, retention, and graduation initiatives. And we all realize that those are the top priorities for us. Number one, we have to have students. Number two, we want to help them be successful. So we know that that is our top priority, and we're trying to be innovative and creative as we think about new ways to grow enrollment and then, again, to improve those student success opportunities. So the call for proposals will be distributed by the end of the semester, and I know you probably expected that to come out earlier, as did I, but I'll tell you what happened as we started trying to work on this. So we worked with the Faculty Senate Executive Committee, and we started trying to come up with ideas. We worked with the deans and started coming up with ideas. But amazingly, as we kept talking about this, everybody involved in the conversation said, ooh, I have a really good idea that I'd like to submit for funding. So I don't think I need to be working on this. So what we've all finally agreed on is that we would have a couple of external outside enrollment management gurus or consultants help us develop the process and administer the process. Then everybody within the system can apply, feel really good about the fact that they didn't set up criteria and then submit their own application and actually approve it for funding. So that's where we are on that. That's why we're a little bit slower than we would like to have been on that, but it is still moving forward. Now finally, as I conclude, I'd like to take just a minute at the end of the year, since this is the last Faculty Senate Executive Committee, to commend your, did I say Executive Committee? Since this is the last Faculty Senate meeting, how about that? That's what I meant to say. But since this is the last meeting of the year, I'd like to take a minute to recognize and commend the Executive Committee and the Faculty Manual Liaison for all their work on your behalf. So I'd like to ask all the Executive Committee members to please stand for just a minute and be recognized. You You know these people, you know them well. You see how much work they do every day on your behalf. And I want you to know that it has truly been a privilege for me to work with this group as a leadership body, as well as with all of you, as we continue to address the issues that relate to the well-being of our Palmetto College campus's faculty and the entire organization of Palmetto College. I mean, we all know this is a new entity, and it's never new, never easy to launch something new. But we've had tremendous teamwork and a lot of effort on everybody's part as we've moved this forward. Now, this last year, just as a quick summary of what we've done, last year before the school year began, we hosted a retreat for the Faculty Senate Executive Committee that was a day very well spent to discuss the key issues for the year, focusing especially on the work of the three subcommittees, Rights and Responsibilities, Welfare, and Systems Affairs, as well as our continued work on the Palmetto College campus's faculty manual, Miss Manual Liaison. That was a huge task last year that Lisa certainly spearheaded, and many of you worked on edits for a year. But completing that manual work moved us light years as the new Palmetto College organization was developed. So we had a great retreat. We've had very good work throughout the year with the subcommittees, and I will say, coming out of some of this work, perhaps the most important accomplishment of this year was the fact that we created a new position called a Faculty Senate and Academic Affairs Coordinator. We hired a brilliant young lady sitting on the front row, Jean Carano. Jean, stand up, take a bow, let's have a round of applause, a roaring round of applause for Jean. Because it's been phenomenal to have her support the work of the Faculty Senate. And then just, I think, last week, we finally came to the conclusion in working with the Executive Committee that it seems most appropriate that Jean's office now become the office for the Palmetto College campus's Faculty Senate. This is one of the really good things that came out of our work with the Columbia Faculty Senate. They have an office on their campus. They have a website. We took a look at that. We said, why not support the work of the Senate and the work of the faculty by doing the same thing? So hence, Jean's been hired. She's done a fabulous job. And now, officially, her office is the office of the Columbia Faculty, of the Palmetto College campus's Faculty Senate. So I think that's been a huge accomplishment for this entire body for the year. Now, as we close, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't share what a pleasure it's been to work throughout the year with all the subcommittee chairs, with the executive committee, with all of you, the manual liaison, as well as with Jean, as we've all worked together on behalf of all the Senate, the entire faculty, and Palmetto College as a whole. Now, we look forward to continuing to make progress on issues such as the faculty welfare study. I know that's top priority for all of you. Chair McManus and I have met, had discussed this a good bit. I also had met with Nick Guitar before he left. And I know there are some issues that we all certainly want to move forward with on that key issue, as well as many other priorities as we work together toward accomplishing the shared mission that we all have of creating thriving Palmetto College campuses, including our virtual campus. So I know that's why we're all here, that's why we all do the work that we do day in and day out, is we not only want to see just successful Palmetto College campuses, but we want these four campuses, Extended University and Palmetto College Online, to thrive and be a national model. And I know that working together, we can certainly make that happen. So again, thank you for all that you do, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Elkins. Now we'll hear from the Dean of Extended University and Associate Provost, Dr. Chris Nesmith.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and let me also add my welcome to everybody, and also especially my thanks to Dean Taylor Colbert and all of the folks here at Union for your hospitality and hosting the Senate here today. My report as Associate Provost to the Senate is to echo Dr. Elkins. The candidate files for TMP are currently being read in the Office of the Provost, where, of course, they'll go from there to the President's office and on to the Board of Trustees. A reminder, the new cycle for the year has already begun. A reminder to any candidates in the audience and their supervisors that your list of external reviewers is due to Gene or to me by June the 1st. David Hunter in the central office has updated the list of peer institutions for this year, and that will be updated on the Faculty Senate TMP website in the near future, maybe probably next week, I anticipate. I want to recognize and extend a big thank you on behalf of the Senate and all the campuses to Lisa Hammond, along with Randy Rawlings, Bob Dyer, Summer Yarborough, and especially Gene Carano as well, who all, as you hopefully know, worked diligently this past year to get the electronic TMP websites built and get that process underway and launched. The feedback so far has been very good, as I understand it, and I think Lisa will probably have more to report on that in her report later. And I know she and Gene also have a workshop set up in the near future for candidates, and she might be mentioning that as well. But I just wanted to recognize Lisa for all the hard work that she's done on that this year. So thank you. In reviewing the minutes from the last Faculty Senate meeting and reading some of the discussion, particularly regarding the Carolina Core approval process, I wanted to share a little bit of information that I'd learned since then about that, and I've shared that with the Chair of System Affairs, Andy Kunkka, so I think he's going to be talking in the committee with that. But I did want to at least let the full Senate know that the particular issue that seems to be our concern about getting courses from our campuses approved as Carolina Core courses, I brought that to the College of Arts and Science Assistant Dean, and from there up to the chair of the Carolina Core Committee, and had a meeting yesterday with Helen Dirpinghaus, our interim provost, and I think the bottom line for the Senate is that we should be able to and should expect that any course that we propose for Carolina Core will receive the full consideration of all the bodies that need to be involved in that approval process. Not to guarantee they will be approved, but that at least they will be fully considered. So that's good news for us. Finally, also the other item I think that came up at the last Senate meeting that had to do with the Palmetto College course scheduling process. And I have some information I think that might be of interest to the Senate on that. But I'll, if you would allow me, I'll save that for my report that's in the afternoon, because I know you guys want to get on to your committee meetings. And I'll talk about that when I provide my Faculty Advisory Committee report. A couple of announcements that I think would be important for you guys to know about the faculty. David Hunter is chairing a selection committee to choose an online tutoring vendor, as most of you hopefully are aware. There are two finalists who will be invited to the Columbia campus to give a presentation, and that presentation will be beamed out to the campuses through two-way video. So you can either attend in Columbia or attend on your campus. And the presentations are scheduled for April 27th and April 29th. Please try to attend if at all possible, as your feedback in this process is much needed. Next year, the Palmetto College course development grants for online courses. I would want to just go ahead and give a heads up to anyone who's interested that the faculty committee of that grant has suggested that we move the deadline up a little bit. It's typically in December, and we're looking at an October deadline for next year. It hasn't been established yet, but if you're considering that, I thought you might want to go ahead and know about it so you can begin thinking. Enrollment numbers for BLS and BOL. We currently have 130 BOL students in the program and 202 liberal studies students, or 332 total. And if that is not a record, it is very near to our record enrollment. So that's very good news for all of us. We have 56 students who have applied for May graduation, 44 in BLS and 12 in BOL. And I don't know if that's a record either, but it seems to me like it's pretty close again. So thank you all for the great job that you're doing there. These students are certainly being well served by everyone. Now, moving on to Extended University News, I'm pleased to announce that the Stephen L. Dalton Award for Excellence in Teaching, which is given to instructors at Fort Jackson, will be awarded this year to Professor Janet Hudson. She will be honored along with our other outstanding instructors at a reception at Fort Jackson on April 24th. So congratulations, Janet. Also pleased to announce that the David Burgraff Outstanding Adult Student Award, which is, for those who don't know, named for former Director of Adult Student Services on the Columbia campus, and is awarded to now any Palmetto College four-year degree seeking student over the age of 25 who has the highest GPA. And that award this year is going to Tammy Ward, who is a USC Union student. So congratulations to Tammy. So even though she's not here, I think she deserves a round of applause. Also pleased to announce that Dr. Elkins has generously created a monetary award to be given to the Burgraff winner of $1,000, and Tammy Ward will be receiving this check on behalf of Palmetto College. So thank you for creating that initiative, Dr. Elkins. Some faculty updates very quickly. Mary Yelm has a journal article accepted to the Georgia Philological Association Journal. Janet Hudson has recently presented at the John Gardner Gateway Conference in Charlotte. Melody Lynn, and this, by the way, is just the one or two things that I've decided to mention about these folks, but Melody Lynn recently received a RISE grant and will be visiting the Nixon Library this summer to do research on Pat Nixon. Dawson Jones had a paper accepted for presentation at the next MLA conference. Shelley Jones has a book forthcoming she will be co-editing on the poetry of Helen Mariah Williams. And Matt Rashad recently served as a co-mentor for a student presenting at research at Discovery Day. One final thing that I think you guys should know about is that we have a new chapter of a National Honor Society for adult students for Palmetto College. It is called Alpha Sigma Lambda as the National Honor Society. And we have a chapter established this year, and the first induction ceremony was recently held, where we inducted 13 students. They came from all campuses and also the fully online virtual campus, if you want to call it that. I won't read the names here, but they will be in the minutes. And we also inducted three honorary faculty members into Alpha Sigma Lambda for this year, and we will continue to induct faculty members each year. This year, the inductees were Professor Sarah Miller, Professor Christine Reinhardt, and Professor Henny Van Bulk. I'd like to express thanks to Melissa Lowe in our office, who is the chapter counselor, for all of the work that she performed in getting that off the ground. And congratulations to those three faculty members as well. That's my report. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer. And if not, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Nesmith. I'm going to move on to reports from the Palmetto College campus deans. Dean Walt Collins, USC Lancaster.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Taylor Colbert, for wonderful hospitality so far, and to your staff for setting up a nice lunch breakfast for us. Anticipate a nice lunch, too. Good morning again. A few items I'd like to highlight from my report today. Congratulations to the following USC Lancaster students who recently were elected to SGA positions. Brandon Newton was elected president. Morgan Humphreys was elected vice president, and Allison Hyman was elected secretary. Congratulations to the following faculty members who were recently recognized in their respective associations or for publications or exhibitions. Dr. Michael Bonner and Dr. Ernest Jenkins, both of whom are here today. At the recent South Carolina Historical Association, Dr. Bonner was elected president, and Dr. Jenkins was elected to be the editor of the Proceedings, which is the association's peer-reviewed journal. That was in late March. Professor Fran Gardner has had her artwork series accepted for exhibition at Art Fields, which is in Lake City, South Carolina. That's Darla Moore's creation. So that's a great honor for one of our full professors at USC Lancaster, and that's coming up in the next few weeks, the exhibit. And then recently we learned that Dr. Kate Holland, Associate Professor of Psychology, was honored by the South Carolina Psychological Association with the Kendra Ogletree Cusack Outstanding Psychology Teacher of the Year Award. And that was just, I think, this past weekend. And Dr. Holland also presented at the conference, and she mentored two USC Lancaster students as they presented their research as well. So lots of things to be proud of. And on May 2nd, we will have our first students graduating with leadership distinction at USC Lancaster. We have five students whose work has been approved, and they will, when they march on May 2nd, they will be honored with that distinction. We're excited about that. We're adding women's volleyball in the 2015-2016 academic year. Professor Burke will be one of the co-coaches for that team, and recruiting is going well. They recently had an information session and had some great attendance at that, both prospective athletes and parents attend, and have signed one player already with a couple more coming up in the next couple weeks. We play at home with baseball this weekend, if weather permitting, if we can get the field dry enough. We play Florence Arlington Tech tomorrow and Sunday. Some updates about facilities on campus. Our Bachelor's of Science in Nursing simulation lab construction will start in about 2 weeks, and we're excited that sim lab will open in Hubbard Hall this fall and serve the cooperative program we have with the College of Nursing at USC Columbia. Phase two for Gregory Health and Wellness renovations, as well as some refurbishment in Medford Library, those project went to bid on Monday, and those will take place over the summer. Also, some nice honors for Founders Hall that just opened in August. Founders Hall was recognized with the LEED Silver designation for energy efficiency and environmental friendliness, and that was that was the goal, and that was achieved. And also, the building received a merit award for design by the Charlotte Architectural Institute at their recent award ceremony in late March. A couple more things. Since January of 2015, our advancement office has been successful in recording gifts and donations to the tune of $132,500, and those come from foundations as well as private donors. And so we've seen a nice run of success there with that fundraising. And all that counts, of course, to our campus goal in Carolina's Promise. And let's see. We recently hosted Honors Day on campus late March, and we had 335 high school students from our region to participate in lots of activities and a quiz bowl. That was an exciting time. It was rescheduled after some difficult weather in February, but we still had a great attendance for that. I think 10 or 12 high schools represented. And we certainly thank Professor Kim Covington for her work in organizing that year after year. I'll end there and take any questions if there are any. Thank you.
Dean Ann Carmichael, USC Salkatchee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I, too, want to echo my appreciation to the union delegation and Dean Taylor Colbert for her hospitality. It's always good to be home. I have to show you this. I feel much like the student who's trying to do their homework during class. But let me tell you, it's not for lack of thinking that this is important or this not being a priority. It's just there's a lot going on in everyone's life right now. So bear with me if I have to pause and try to read my own handwriting. First of all, I want to share some of the things that's happened this semester. We have been really pleased to host several organizations this year. The Carolina Mathematics Seminar was on our campus in Walterboro. We had seven colleges participate. We also hosted the South Carolina Historical Association. So we were glad to have both of those bodies on our campus. We are in the process of hiring three new professors for the coming year, one in history, computer science, and anatomy and physiology. We also are pleased to announce that we have a student, John Risher, who is a freshman math major who was awarded the Magellan Scholars Grant. And we also have done something for the first time this year we're really excited about. We formed a Dean's Advisory Council a few years ago to be kind of my liaison between the faculty, not that I don't communicate with the faculty directly, but just to give us a more structured group that could provide advice and guidance to me. And one of the things that has come out of this group that I'm very pleased to share with you is we have created three new awards for faculty who have excelled in teaching, scholarship, and service. And these awards are accompanied by a small monetary gift. And we have three recipients this year. Tom Bragg has been selected for his outstanding work in scholarship, Aaron Kilpatrick for his work in the classroom as a teacher, and Sarah Miller for service. So very excited about this. I hope this will be an annual tradition for us. And lastly, I want to share with you that our commencement is May 1st, and our speaker is Anita Zucker. You may know her. She is a very well-known philanthropist and also quite astute businesswoman, and so we're pleased that she's going to be visiting our campus. And if there are no questions, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Carmichael. Dean Michael Sontag, USC Sumter.
Good morning, everybody. Alice, like the rest, I want to thank you for hosting us and the union crew for setting all this up. It's the first time I've been up here on this floor. Very nice auditorium. I'm going to start with students and athletics. I feel like my report's a little bit long here, but we've got a lot of good stuff to report, so bear with me. We had three students graduating with leadership distinction in professional and civic engagement: Chance Miller, Elizabeth Rogers, and Janelle Buniel. I think Chance is the first of any of the regional campus students to graduate with that honor, and we're very pleased about that. Jordan Ard, who is a biological sciences major, and Jessica Kohler, who is biochemistry and molecular biology, will be presenting examining the needs and dispositions of Sumter School District High School students with regards to studying physics, it's a long title, at Discovery Day. Dr. Wei-Ying Chang, who is a new physics instructor, served as their mentor on this project. 2 days ago, we held the 2015 USC Sumter versus CCTC blood battle. I wish I could say that in that great announcer's voice. Raising blood through a friendly competition with our friends across the hedge, the Technical College. They won last year in raising the most blood. We're going to win this year, apparently. So that's what I heard. I gave blood and didn't pass out, so that's a good thing. Our annual campus day will be held April 24th at 12 o'clock in the sub. That's where more than 100 high school seniors join our students for a real college experience and a lot of fun as well. May 9th at 9 a.m., we are holding, and you all are invited, any of you who want to participate in the USC Sumter Fire Ant 5K Color Run. It is Sumter's largest race to date of all the 5Ks in town, and all the proceeds from that benefit our softball program. While we're on sports, our baseball team is doing very well. We're 15-7 in Region X. I think we're in first place right now for the championship. And as Walt mentioned, they've added volleyball. We've added tennis for next year, which represents a wonderful partnership with the city. Abutting our campus on the back is a world-class tennis center that the city built and maintains, and they're giving us the use of that for free, and the coach is costing us very little because he works there, and so it's a wonderful partnership with the community. I'm going to skip the best and keep it for last and talk about faculty and staff accomplishments last. Campus physical plant and budget. We're working with a firm to develop plans to renovate our science building. That has really risen to the top of our fundraising list in terms of facilities. And with the budget items, I recently met, or we, the associate deans and I met with the Sumter County Council and requested a millage increase and some one-time money to support our science building renovation. It was very interesting. That was the first of those kinds of things that I have done, and County Council was very, very positive and said, this is the first time we've heard from Sumter in a long time, and I said, well, you will hear from me more, so we'll see where it goes. We have raised 83.7% of our $3.8 million goal in the Carolina's Promise campaign. About 300,000 of that in the last, since December. So I don't know if we're going to make it to our goal, but we're doing everything we can to get there. So saving the best for last, let me talk about some faculty and staff accomplishments. We'll give a round of applause to Dr. Ray McManus, who was elected 2014-2015 recipient of the Student Government Teacher of the Year Award. Mr. Chris Wiseman, who is in student activities, received the first quarter staff employee of the quarter award. We were behind and didn't do it in the first quarter, so we did it late. And then Ms. Wendy Brown, who is in our student union building and works in our cafe, received the second quarter staff employee of the quarter award. That comes with a small $50 or something, so just a way to recognize staff on campus. Mary Ellen Belanca, Hayes Hampton, Andy Kunkka, and Ray McManus received RISE grants. Andy Kunkka received a Provost Humanities grant. Michelle Reese and Wei Ying Chang received USC Sumter Summer Research Funding from the Sumter Partnership. Dr. Ray McManus and Michelle Reese received sabbaticals for 2015-2016. Still trying to figure out how we're going to cover all that time that they're not going to be there, but Eric will figure it out. Mary Ellen Belanca's essay, After Life Writing, Dorothy Wordsworth's Journals in the Memoirs of William Wordsworth, has been selected as the winner of the prize for best article published in the journal European Romantic Review in 2014. And the journal editor wrote in making the selection that it was based on the article's merits in scholarship, originality, quality of writing, and significance for Romantic era studies. So that's a nice award, Mary Ellen. For the collaborative research titled, and Kajal, you're probably going to have to help me with this one. For the collaborative research titled, Analysis of Plant Responses to Titanium Dioxide Nanoparticles, that Kajal and colleagues Kay Smith and S. Gotchroy are conducting. They had a student participate, Katie Smith, and Katie received the 2015 Microscopy and Microanalysis Meeting Presidential Scholar Award. This award is sponsored by the Microscopy Society of America. That's a hard word to say. The award will be conferred at the Microscopy and Microanalysis 2015 meeting during the opening plenary session on the morning of Monday, August 3rd. This research was chosen from among 300 other international and national applicants. So a very nice award. And it really is, shows what we're all about, right? Students and faculty working together and getting good things done. So, great. Daniel Kiernan successfully defended his dissertation and will receive the PhD in secondary science education at the May 9th graduation ceremony. Dr. Wei-Ying Chang was nominated to associate member of Sigma Chi, the Scientific Research Honor Society. Dr. Chang also presented a poster entitled Engaging Students in a Physics Program with Low Enrollment, Building a Thriving Undergraduate Physics Program Workshop in Seattle. And finally, Wei-Ying continues her research examining physics education in Taiwan, most recently including a research trip to Taiwan in December. So lots of good activities going on and very appreciative of the work that the faculty are doing. Few more things to announce, and I'll be done. Dr. Andy Kunkka was appointed to serve as chair of the Division of Arts and Letters in the Division of Humanities and Social Sciences, and Dr. Jim Privett was reappointed to serve as chair of the Division of Science, Mathematics, and Engineering and the Division of Business Administration and Economics. Those become effective July 1, but Andy's already at work. So welcome to the dark side, Andy. No, I couldn't resist. Faculty searches and hires. We successfully concluded searches in political science and speech. Wanda Fenimore joins us in speech with a PhD from Florida State University, and Damian Picarillo joins us in political science with a PhD from the University of Michigan. Very, very strong hires. Staff searches and hires. We made an offer yesterday to a candidate for our position in financial aid, Veterans Affairs. Kent Oliver has joined us as our new groundskeeper, and Robin Russell White recently joined us as a recruiter in admissions. In administrative searches, many of you may know that we have a search going for Associate Dean for Academic Affairs. It's underway. We have a very solid pool. The committee is narrowing that pool to those that we will bring to campus for interviews. And finally, Jean Angelo, who is in financial aid, and Dr. Tom Powers, who you all probably know in history, will retire after many years of dedicated service to USC Sumter. And I forgot one. Robert, you didn't remind me. He presented a paper at South Carolina Psychological Association recently, and I don't know the title, Robert. But it was interesting. I was there. Good. Thank you. Any questions? Thanks.
Last but not least, Dean Alice Taylor Colbert, USC Union. I'm going to lurk behind you. I've got to make an announcement after.
Okay. All right.
I'll just stand in the dark.
Just stand in the dark. I'm used to people lurking in the dark, trying to do things. Welcome to the University of South Carolina Union. I knew we had traded dates to host this. This is my first one to be able to host, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity. I asked, well, who actually does all the work? And everybody said, you do. I said, okay. of course, I had a wonderful team of volunteers, and you saw the ladies this morning. My dean's assistant, Kim Lawson, and Susan Jett, the HR director, and Christy Robertson, the bursar, all out there trying to get the coffee ready and do all those things. And you're going to see all of our wonderful people here on campus working hard to make this happen. Dr. Lowe and the staff and faculty all pitched in, and it's a group effort. But we're delighted to have you. I believe my field is history, and in particular Cherokee studies, and I've always said that true Southern hospitality actually came from the Cherokee, because whenever folks came to a person's home, it was customary that all food and drink for both the family who were visiting, but also all of their animals, their horses, and whatever they brought with them, would have a repast. So we have prepared not only the breakfast for you this morning, but a lunch that has vegetarian options. And that's not easy to do in Union. So I had to make a trip elsewhere to make that happen. And we have also some things for you this afternoon. But there's a special treat I'd like to invite you to go do. And that is, at some point today, please step onto Main Street. Walk down to the second building on the right, this direction. Traffic light, first building, pass it by, second building, take a ride. And join us for a few minutes today in the USC Union Bookstore. We opened it on March the 20th for the Literary Festival, and we had our grand opening and chamber ribbon cutting last night. We had about 70 people coming and going from that event. It is just the beginning. We're going to design, we already have a preliminary design of our Student Center courtyard that's going to be to the back of that to have outdoor events. And we're going to have a trellis, and we'll be able to do a tented event as well. We have a wonderful donor who has given a lot to that, and actually a total of $100,000. And another partnership with Union Lawrence Commission to actually purchase that building and do most of the renovation for us. So I want you to see that, and hope you can imagine the beautiful Patrons Park that is going to be connected to it that will be built over the next couple of years in honor of our 50th anniversary. Our very first 50th anniversary event is May 9th with the Switzer Piedmont Physic Garden opening just down a block from our campus, and a reception here at 4 that afternoon of May the 9th, if any of you could join us for that. A physic garden, by the way, is a healing garden. It's a medicinal garden. So would love to have you come for that. So it's been an interesting week this week. On Monday night, we had our first ever legislative forum where we had our delegation come and speak about county, city, state, and campus interests in connection with the state legislature. Representative Mike Anthony, Senator Shane Martin, and Senator Harvey Peeler were here, and all conveyed their support for the Palmetto College campuses, for education in general, for our dual enrollment offerings with the high school that they hope to see more of, and a host of other related issues. They're totally supportive of us. So please get in touch with them if you have any needs. We had two events yesterday, not only that bookstore opening, but also a spring fling. The city asked us if we would partner with food trucks coming to town. We don't have a restaurant downtown, so we got food trucks to come in. The city gave food to their employees. Our SGA and student activities provided food for those of us on the campus, and everybody else could come and purchase at a very low price a ticket, and they could choose what they wanted to eat and then have free ice cream and drinks. We had 228 people here on campus yesterday for lunch. So that is the first of many celebrations. We are trying every way we can to partner with the city, the county, and our region in lots of creative ways. We're partnering with Extended University to begin offering some courses for Greenville High School. And you'll find that every time you turn around, there's something new that we can announce. And thank goodness, I'm going to have a helper who a new finance officer, John Castro, will be coming on board on Monday. I can't wait for him to get here. And we have a Bantams team that only has to win one out of four of the next four games to be able to go to the playoffs. They're a national club team. Excited about that. We have a young lady, Alana Wright, who is our Dean's Office student worker. She has a 4.0, and she has been elected to be president of SGA next year. And about 3 weeks ago, she was chosen as Miss USC Union. She is a tall, gorgeous, incredibly brilliant young lady. So I hope you get to see her. We have a play tonight at 7, and if you wanted to stick around for that, it's called Boeing, a comedy. All right. In other news, we have some amazing things happening with our faculty and our students. We care deeply about our students and are doing everything we can to support them. So we are going to have a Student Academic Success Center opening in the fall for those students. And I wanted to share a few things about our faculty. We are seeking a psychology professor and hope to have that search completed soon. Dr. Maggie Aziz has gotten a RISE grant for... gotten a grant from Palmetto College for a course development of Sociology 220 Elementary Statistics. Not something I would want to have to take, I'm afraid. I did that a long time ago. Dr. Aziz has in March presented Bell's Religious Identity Statuses Reconceptualized for the Study of Muslim Religious Identity Development at the Southern Sociological Society annual meeting. Dr. Lowe has recently been told that his article has been published in the Proceedings of the South Carolina Historical Association this year. It's "We Have Lost This Battle, But We Are Engaged in a War, Civil Rights Litigation and White Resistance in South Carolina, 1962 to 1970. You know about Dr. Fontenot, who's standing over here in the wings. She's been working on two major searches for Palmetto College and the USC, is your faculty senate chair. And so she's been very, very busy with that and all kinds of other things. Dr. Randy Lowell presented a poster at the Association for Psychological Science annual convention in San Francisco called "Impact of Context, Consistency, and Number of Exposures on Incidental Vocabulary Acquisition." And I read the wrong one. I was supposed to have read instead his Hilton Head presentation, "Role of Motivation and Incidental Vocabulary Acquisition During Silent Reading." So pardon me for listing the wrong one. And he has just received a RISE grant for incidental vocabulary acquisition while reading English as a second language. So we're proud of him. Dr. Mary Affili is sponsoring Earth Day this week on Wednesday and is going to have some very interesting locally grown food provided and, of course, the normal student project presentation, so we're looking forward to that. She was a judge at the Furman University's sponsored event of the South Carolina Academy of Sciences, so I appreciate her judging that competition. And she has a Palmetto College grant to design the chemistry 107, which is forensic chemistry. Another one of those that I don't know that I would do very well in, but my husband would. He's a chemist. Dr. Reinhardt has a RISE grant for targeted killing in the Middle East. So if you have any aggressive tendencies today, would you please talk to Dr. Sixta Reinhardt? She is presenting this next week at the Women's and Gender Studies Conference in Columbia. She's presenting "Kill the Women First: Female Terrorism and Islam." So does that inspire you for the day or what? Instructor Tara Fatimi got a grant to take her students to enrich one of her courses and to take her students to the body exhibit in Atlanta. And while they were there, they also went to the farmer's market, and they had to taste foods that they had never eaten before and bring some home and cook it for others. Now, that was quite an interesting day for all of us. Randy Ivey hosted the Upcountry Literary Festival along with John Crocker, our OSP staff member, a tremendously successful event, lots of wonderful readings and presentations and music, so come sometime if you can. And finally, and most importantly, we honored one of our own as Teacher of the Year this year, Dr. Denise Shaw.
I don't believe it started raining outside. Dr. Lowe, is it still sunny out there? So, you want to have the dean's meeting and the community room is scheduled? Awesome. Okay. Want to let everyone know, Jean has some cards that we'd like to probably pass out around lunch for Dr. Denise Shaw. She was in the hospital last week. And she's got pancreatic cancer, and so we'd like to be able to give you all an opportunity to show her some support. So Jean has several cards that we'll make sure we're passing around at lunch. For the meetings, rights and responsibilities, you're going to be downstairs in 201. Welfare, you will be across the hall in 209. System affairs, you're going to be on this floor in 307. And executive committee, you're going to stay in here. Thank you very much. Oh, Reese Dawson wanted to, he's taken over as chair of Research and Productive Scholarship, and he wants to have a meeting at his table at lunch. So if you're on that committee, see Dawson at lunch.